the days of Noah, and the second coming.
Answers with Ken Ham, a writer and speaker on defending the authority and reliability of the Bible from its very first verse. Well, Ken, does the time of Noah have anything to do with the second coming of Christ?
Well, Mark, Christ himself spoke of the days of Noah in relation to his coming again. Let's read from Matthew chapter 24. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and knew not until the flood came, and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. You see, Jesus obviously believed the account of the ark and the flood given in Genesis. Also, we know that at the time of the second coming, there'll be a final judgment. This again demonstrates the fact that Noah's flood must have been a global judgment, because the coming judgment will also be global. And finally, the rebellion in the days of Noah fits the description of a rebellion we see all around us today. This should be a warning to each of us that the second coming is imminent. Are you ready when the Creator comes again?
Are you aware that the Bible provides the full history of the world, from the beginning to the present day, and even into the future? It's the topic of one of Ken Ham's fascinating free booklets, available through our website, AnswersRadio.com. Look for Ken Ham's Seven Seas of Earth History on our website, AnswersRadio.com.